Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Inside Secure conference call. I now hand over to Mr. Richard Vachier-Lutonnière, General Manager and Chief Financial Officer. Sir, please go ahead.
Thank you. Good morning and welcome to everyone. I'm here today with Rémi de Tonnac, CEO of Inside Secure. Before I leave the stage to Rémi, allow me a few introductory and housekeeping comments, if I may say. Well, first, hopefully, you have had the opportunity to download from our website the presentation that we will use for today's call. Then, in the course of the presentation, we will use words like "we believe," "we expect." As usual, you know that these statements constitute forward-looking statements that should be appreciated in relation with the disclaimer paragraph on this presentation and on the press release, and in relation to the risk factor section of our latest annual report. Second, I would like to remind you that some financial measures and performance indicators that we are going to discuss today are presented on an adjusted basis. Their definitions can be found in the press release and also in appendix to the presentation. Moving to next slide, slide number three. The agenda for today is the following. First, Rémi will cover the key highlights for 2013. Then we will address the financial and operating performance for our three business divisions. Then after that, Rémi will provide comments on the outlook for 2014, and then we'll be happy to take your questions. That being said, we can now move to slide five, I believe. And Rémi, if you would like us to get started.
Yes, merci, Richard. Good morning, everyone. So yes, 2013 was not a cruise speed year. It was indeed a year of strong transformation for the group. First, starting with the integration of the division that we acquired at the very end of 2012 in the field of embedded security, followed by a sizable reorganization as well as layoff, and finally the reorganization, repositioning of the group around two business divisions. We are pleased, quite pleased with the execution of this overall transformation, and that resulted in the figures that you see here. So +27% on revenue and growth as well on a normalized basis. A quantic change in the structure of our gross margin, +13 points, and as well, even more, in fact, quantic change in the profitability of the company as we had a profitable second half of the year with $3.4 million of profit. So we'll come back on all of that in the detailed presentation by Richard, and therefore, Richard, the stage is yours.
Thank you. So I will now comment the revenue for the fourth quarter of the year. The revenue grew by 26% at $39.94 million compared with the same period of the previous year and increased by 26% and by 7% on a normalized basis. Revenue was down compared to the third quarter of 2013, given that this quarter experienced the strongest level of revenue in the previous eight quarters. Inside Secure recorded a very encouraging performance in the fourth quarter of 2013, with both mobile security division displaying a strong momentum and as well Secure Transactions division performing well. As anticipated, revenue from BlackBerry posted a significant decline compared to the previous quarter. It should be noted as well that performance during the quarter was also boosted by the two following significant items. First, the group sold two NFC patents for $4.5 million, fully in line with the strategy to monetizing its intellectual property rights. And second, the group benefited from $4 million in early revenue from product ordered and delivered to enable customers to proactively build buffer inventories to manage the impact of one of our suppliers ceasing trading and being liquidated. Moving to the fiscal year revenue, the full year 2013 revenue was $154.6 million, representing an increase by 27% over the previous year and a growth of 5% on a normalized basis. In particular, we would like to highlight that high-margin revenue deriving both from software and technology licenses, royalties, and other services came close to $33 million in 2013, which represent 21% of the revenue, compared to only 6% of the revenue 1 year ago. Commenting now on the adjusted operating income for the year, the adjusted gross profit first almost doubled in 2013 compared to the previous year, and which raised to $31.4 million in 2012 compared to $60 million in 2013. And the gross margin, expressed as a percentage of revenue, recorded a significant progress to widening from 25.8% in 2012 to 39% in 2013. The gross margin was boosted by a favorable shift in the product mix, especially thanks to the successful integration of the ESS product line, and also some effort to cut our cost of goods sold and improve selling prices on the group other product ranges. As far as operating expenses are concerned, they increased only modestly in 2013, with a natural increase resulting from the integration of the ESS team, which represents around 80 people around the world, offset partially by the initial benefits of the group restructuring plan that we carried out in 2013 and which is now completed. Over 2013 as a whole, the group was able to keep its operating loss down to $3 million, compared with a loss of $30 million 1 year ago. EBITDA totaled almost $3 million in 2013, compared to an EBITDA negative by $25 million in 2012. moving to slide 10, we believe that a good way to consider the ongoing change in the operating performance of our group is to compare the sequential profitability over the last 18 months. The group posted a profit of $3.4 million in adjusted operating result in the second half of 2013, to be compared with a loss of $6 million in the first half of 2013 and a loss of $14 million 1 year ago. During the second half of 2013, EBITDA came to $6.4 million, close to 8% of revenue, compared with a loss of $3.5 million in the first half of 2013 and an EBITDA loss of $11 million in the second half of 2012. We will now comment on the operating performance of our two business divisions. Mobile security first. So the mobile security division revenue for 2013 came to $74 million, representing an increase of $68 million over the previous year and a growth of 7% on a normalized basis. Revenue from royalties and software products reached a high level during the fourth quarter of 2013, recording growth of 18% during the full year The steep improvement in the adjusted operating gross profit between 2012 and 2013 was largely attributable to the integration of the ESS product lines and to the improved gross margin of NSC semiconductor products owing to the shift in the product mix, and also to the initial revenues from the NSC patent portfolio in line with our strategy. Even so, during the second half of the year, the group had to write down the value of its inventory on NFC microcontroller by $3.6 million as a direct result of the difficulties facing the group's main customer in this segment. We believe that the inventory risk related to this customer have been fully covered by this provision. The adjusted operating loss was four times smaller in 2013 than in 2012, with $6.7 million in 2013 versus minus $13.1 million in 2012. Indeed, the integration of ESS to a large extent and the reduction of non-ESS operating costs, which were down 39% versus the previous year, made a highly significant contribution to the increase in operating performance. Moreover, the division recorded a profit in the second half of 2013. Moving now to the secure transaction division, The secure transaction division revenue for 2013 came to $81 million, representing a growth of 3.3% over the previous year. The segment adjusted gross margin advanced significantly, rising from 26.8% in 2012 to 32.6% in 2013 as a result of a richer product and customer mix and also some cost-cutting efforts. Adjusted operating income for the division almost doubled in 2013 to $6 million compared to $3 million in 2012, representing 7.3% of the divisional revenue. Revenue growth and a significant increase in the gross margin more than offset the increase in R&D and selling and marketing expense. As a result, full-year EBITDA for the division was $10.6 million, compared to $6.1 million in 2012. If we now move to the cash flow and balance sheet items, as of December 31st, 2013, cash stood at $40 million, down from $66 million at the end of 2012. Over 2013, different non-recurring cash outlays had an impact on the group cash position. First, the disbursement of restructuring costs for $7.4 million, then an earn-out payment arising from the acquisition of ESS to Apple for $5.2 million. Also, ongoing capital investment and non-recurring capital investment related to the transfer of our new head office in France, which helped reduce the number of facilities in France from 3 to 1, contributing to the cost-cutting efforts. And also the build-up of strategic inventories to address the difficulties affecting one of our wafer suppliers that has entered into liquidation. If we looking at the second half of the year only, the group cash position remained broadly unchanged in spite of significant but non-recurring items, thanks to the cash generated by operating activities and also to a very tight management of the working capital requirements. So $1.7 million in net cash used during the second half of the year broke down as follows. First, the ongoing operation generated almost $11 million in cash on the one hand, and on the other, we had to pay $5.2 million in restructuring charges. The working capital increased by close to $1 million, including the impact of the financing of the retail tax credits. And also the capital equipment purchase of property, plant and equipment and intangible assets rose by $6.5 million. Overall, we preserved our cash position during the second half of the year. Looking now at the balance sheet, while undergoing a significant transformation and restructuring in 2013, and thanks to the strong operating performance of our group, we maintain a robust financial structure and strong balance sheet with consolidated equity totaling $96 million at the end of 2013. I will now hand over to Rémi, who will cover the outlook for 2014.
Thank you, Richard. So, well, as you have heard, 2013 was the year of a heavy transformation, significant transformation. 2014 is still going to be a transition year to pursue this strategic repositioning of the group, and a year where we still have quite a few sizable goals in the air in terms of revenue that are difficult to forecast with accuracy. We know for a fact that the NFCE chip revenue is going significantly down. We have at work some initiative to monetize our NFC patent and NFC IP and NFC assets. And we are positive on the fact that it should happen as well in 2014. At the same time, in secure transaction, the sizable, very sizable opportunity of the deployment of the EMV standard in the payment in the US is there. If any, it has only been made more urgent through the big breach of Target and the fact that both Visa and MasterCard have confirmed that the deadline is well in October 2015. So we expect the deployment to start really in the second half of this year. So lots of significant events that are again difficult to forecast. But more important for us is the fact that we feel that our business is driven by strong and positive fundamentals. In the field of mobile security, it is clear that all the applications that are being deployed in the field of entertainment, enterprise, mobile payment, need the kind of security that that we are providing and that we have seen even recently significant high-profile cyber security breaches. So we feel that we are in the right place. And in the secure transaction, security of the connected object, same thing. We see a greater awareness about the need for security for all of these connected objects. We have been getting some first success, not only a success of Esteem, some showcase field trial in the field of the Internet of Things and anti-counterfeiting. And we believe that some of that will convert into volume in 2014. So careful positioning, but fundamentally positive on the outlook of the company.
We'll be happy to take your question now.
Absolutely.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press 0 and 1 on your telephone keypad. We have a first question from Stéphane Houry from Natixis. Please, sir, go ahead.
Hello, Stéphane Houry from Natixis. Hello, Rémi, hello, Richard. The first question would be about the cash, because you have pretty good performance in maintaining the cash level in 2013. So how do you see this cash position evolving in 2014? Is there any impact from restructuring charges, some capex, or how should we see it? And I've got some more questions. Thank you.
Okay, so I will address that one. So as far as 2014 is concerned, there are a few remaining cash items related to the restructuring, $1.4 million to be paid out in Q1 2014 in relation with the last people to leave the company in France. In terms of capital expenditure, we should be well below 2013. We should go back to the level of 2012, I would even believe. Then the question would be on the evolution of the working capital requirements. This would definitely depend on the evolution of the business trend. But since we have an evolving revenue mix requiring less inventories, we do believe that we should be able to maintain our working capital requirements and even lower them over the course of the year.
Right. So having in mind a kind of stabilization of the cash during the course of the year is not a stupid idea?
You never have stupid ideas, but I would say, the comment here again, and I think I did it over the last three analyst call we had since the last 12 months, we do believe that we have the right cash position to fund our ongoing operations, and in case of an increase of the working capital requirement to fund an acceleration of the growth, then we would have access to liquidity. So,
okay. Now, the second question would be more on the top line. You've guided for basically sales down in Q1. Where do you see the inflection point? And I know it's a difficult subject because, as you said, you've got a lot of balls in the air at the moment. But where do you see the kind of inflection point? Would it be more a Q2 or Q3 story, or maybe Q4? What's your best guess on that?
Best guesstimate probably yes, Q3. With the volume takeoff of the US EMV business, as well as this is where we believe we could get into some progress on the NFT IP, NFT patent front. So this is, roughly our estimate.
Okay, and the revenue from high margins, licenses and services, basically it has gone up this year because of ESS, but what's the kind of targeted weight in the total sales in your ideal, an ideal view for you of this kind of revenues in the future?
So today we are roughly in the 20-25% of the revenue. Mm-hmm. We probably will go the next few quarters over one third, and this is probably a good assumption of where we should be with the kind of positioning that we have today.
Okay, and coming back just on the patent sales that you have done, can you tell us which kind of patent you sell? Is it an essential NFT patent? And is it the kind of operation you want to reiterate in the future? And following question is, you've said you're confident that you will have some monetization of the patent during the course of the year. Can you make an update on the work of France Brevet? Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So on the first question, I cannot go in much detail, but I can tell you that these are nice patents, but not the most essential patent. Mm-hmm. It was something deemed necessary as part of our strategy to license our patents, and we cannot be more explicit at this stage. It is unlikely that we will renew that operation in 2014, as the priority is to again sign licenses, and it was a necessary step in that direction. We have, as you know, a very large portfolio of patents, some of them that we feel are not essential for this licensing program and that we could as well monetize, but it is not a real big priority. Regarding the progress of the licensing program, you probably have noticed that late last year, France Brevet has put some injunction on two large OEM, and it takes normally a few quarters. The procedure is relatively heavy here. The fact is that discussions are ongoing, besides the fact that some courts and experts are looking closely at the case. Discussions are still happening, and we believe we are on track. That does not tell you much more on when the first signature will happen. We do maintain that something will happen in 2014, but obviously, depending on who is behind this signature, the figures will vary significantly.
Okay. And maybe a last question for the moment, if I may. I wanted to have your view on the Visa, I would say, validation of host card emulation as a hardware, but also software security solution provider. How do you see this evolution in the near future?
So for us, we see that as positive. First, because we are probably the first one in the industry to announce that this could happen. We filed some patents, in fact, 2 years ago, at least 2 years ago, 2-3 years ago. Mm-hmm. And we have been communicating on that possibility. And we feel that in this overall field of security, there is room for different scenarios depending on the player. So it is clear that if you are a carrier, an operator, you would like to have everything into the SIM secure element. And we believe that this move that Visa and MasterCard have endorsed after Google announced it last year, if any should press the carrier to accelerate deployment, where they have been in some geography relatively slow, so it should be a strong wake-up call. Visa and MasterCard have never said that they are endorsing that as the main scenario, the unique approach. They are still supporting a secure element as a chip in phones. They still have this partnership with Samsung, for example. Even though, as of today, you cannot say that he has produced a fantastic result. So, us being today clearly positioned on the overall security chain with a secure element or with, if you want, a software secure element approach, we are quite pleased with this move because we think that, one, it plays to our strengths, and second, and most important, it will accelerate some of the deployment because clearly the secure element for Google, for Visa and MasterCard, in some situation, was seen as a hurdle because it took time to deploy. So we believe that it will accelerate the deployment of those solutions within the industry. And we believe probably that some of this first deployment that will be done based on HC, host card emulation, so for people to understand, it means that the secure element is no longer on the phone, embedded in the phone, but it is in the cloud, and the phone is used to pass the information to the cloud and check the credential of the account holder, that it will pave the way for some of the deployment to start with this implementation, software only, and later, at some point, to move with a hardware-based solution, which is still, without any doubt, the strongest security solution, and nobody debates that.
Okay, and you have updated your product range in secure element very recently. Do you have some hopes to have some volume this year already?
This is one of the big balls in the air. We have some volume, but no large volume as of today. And we have discussion on different fronts. As you know, there are only a few very big players here. So I cannot give you further insight at this point.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Stefan.
We have a new question from Jérôme Ramel from Exane BNP Paribas. Sir, please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning. Maybe just a question on the quantitative guidance you gave for the profitability in 2014. So you expect gross margin to continue, and you said you will maintain effort on to contain OPEX. Do you have any specific target to share with us in terms of break-even or profitability for 2014?
I'm afraid not today. So in the course of the year, depending on some news flow, we may comment further. But at this stage, and as Remy said in his introductory statement, we believe it's still too early to provide you with a bottom line guidance. And we do believe it might not be the most relevant thing to do instead of watching us carefully with different kind of news flow that should occur during the year.
Okay. Thank you.
We have a new question from Stefano Roberna from Atora Partners. Please, sir, go ahead.
Yes, hello, Remy and Richard. I would like to go back on the patent side. You said that the patents you have sold in Q4 were not essential. So you sold them for 4.5 million, which is roughly 2 million per patent. If you can remind me how many patents in the US, and could we extrapolate that the patents value is slightly above of street consensus?
I would say we are not clearly seen any street consensus on the value of our portfolio of patents. So on that part, it's difficult to comment. I think we have stated that we believe that it is undervalued as of today in what we see certainly in the share price. But you cannot extrapolate As I mentioned, the selling those patents, non-essential, significant but non-essential, was part of our overall strategic program of licensing our IP. Therefore, you cannot extrapolate by saying, okay, Inside has, I don't know, 300 patents in the field of NFT, and it would come to a valuation that are stratospheric. Cannot do that.
Okay. Follow up on, because before, I don't know who was asking the question, I think it's Natixis analyst, but on Visa MasterCard announcement on the emulation side, on the secure element, I would like to have your view, because Apple filed in January a patent where the secure element is within the phone. So my question is, what do you think about Apple, and whether Inside Secure has any chance or is in discussion with Apple about this?
So you know that with Apple, as always, the people who know do not talk, and the people who do not know talk a lot. But and by the way, if we were to know something, you know the kind of non-disclosure that we have with this guy, so I can mostly refer to what has been put in on the public debate and comment on that. Once again, there are lots of speculation on whether the iPhone 6 sometime in Q3 or Q4 will embed NFC, even more so because a few more patents have been taken, because Passbook is getting momentum, because there is this fingerprint scanner recognition that is implemented on the iPhone 5, because recently Tim Cook was quoted on commenting on mobile payment and the fact that there are many things to do in that field to enhance customer experience. And there was a nice article about the trillion reasons that Apple should have in launching some M-payment NFC-based initiative at the end of the year. So with all of that, it is true that for the first time, we believe that it could be the case. But you see how careful I'm still staying. It could be the case that Apple is launching something. Regarding our involvement, well, let's be clear. We are getting out of this NFC controller war. No. We would love to, but absolutely very unlikely that we would be part of it.
Okay. And the last one on the write-down of inventories of 3.6 million, is this BlackBerry related or?
It is. We didn't want to name the customer, but you went straight to the point. So indeed, in the second half of the year, we were able to generate significant revenue with the one who was still our first customer. At the same time, given the fact that they are in a weaker position vis-à-vis their competition, and given the fact that in the supply chain there are significant inventories, we do not believe that they will be able to order from us in Q1. And also, we took the decision to write down to zero the NFC controller inventory that we have on hand in order to start the year 2014 with a clean sheet, if I may say. So we took the sheet in 2013 and start fresh in 2014.
Okay. Do you still have inventories on the controller side or not?
Oh, yes. Yes, we have inventories, but they are written down to zero. So not all of them are written down to zero, because on top of BlackBerry, we have other customers that to whom we are delivering NFC chips. But for those chips who are sold mainly to BlackBerry, they are written down to zero, still on our shelves. So in the case they would like to order from us, on top of what they are ordering, because we are billing maintenance fees, we are billing some software to them, but if they wanted to order again, we would be ready to face those deliveries.
Okay, so if I well understand, it's going to have a positive impact in case BlackBerry by chance would have to order something, right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, that's it for me. Now, just one thing on the gross margin, because you said you ended the year with 39% gross margin, and if I read the press release, you have been quite bullish on the gross margin potential this year. And how can you give us more color on that?
It's really the result of the evolution of the revenue mix. If you get more more license, more royalties, which are basically at 100% gross margin, and also on the product, on the chip-based product, we could see we can see a more favorable product mix with less legacy products, and therefore newer products that we are able to price better. That's why we see this this trend.
Okay, thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to remind you that if you wish to ask a question, please press 0 and 1 on your telephone keypad. We have no more questions for the moment.
All right. So then we would like to thank you all for attending this call, your question and your interest in Inside, and stay tuned. Thank you all.
Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes the conference call. Thank you all for your participation. You may now disconnect.